Welcome to this, the 19th and last session of the resurrection. This is the Bible passage where Jesus appears to Saul, who became Paul, on the road to Damascus. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in him shall never die. Alleluia. So reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9. Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up, enter the city, and you will be told what to do." Now the men who were travelling with him stood speechless because they heard the voice, but they saw no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. For 3 days he was without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." He answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. At this moment he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I've heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem, and here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who invoke your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is an instrument whom I have chosen to bring my name before Gentiles and kings and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias went and entered the house. He laid his hands on Saul and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and his sight was restored. Then he got up and was baptized. Friends, I think it's worth noticing a few things here. First of all, the description of those who belonged to the way. We glibly read Jesus in John 14 talking about being the way, the truth, and the life. And I think we gently gloss over the way, partly for the sake of interfaith relationships. But Jesus as the way, the route to the Father, no one comes to the Father except by me, is actually very, very clear in the Gospels and in the New Testament in particular. So how much do we look to Jesus as the way, the route to the Father? I think the second thing is the obedience of Ananias. Although he got himself stitched up, didn't he? Jesus had already revealed that Ananias was going to go and to Saul, that Ananias was going to turn up. And I don't suppose there was too many Christian Ananiases in that city, in Damascus, at the time. So he'd already been named to Saul, and he had no little choice but to go. But he did go, although he checked out with God that actually this was somebody who was the enemy. In that vision, God said, "No, he's become our friend." And so when Ananias turns up, he's able to say, "Brother Saul." For they shared the same faith. Now, whatever their historic differences. And I wonder how much we need to cultivate not just the words brother, sister, but actually we need to cultivate a real sense that actually, because we share the same faith, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. And thus we can set aside all our differences, whether they be cultural, class, economic. We're united because of our faith in Christ. I think the final thing for me is around Saul's illness, the way that he couldn't see, and then something like scales fell from his eyes. I wonder, and it's only a wonder, how much this was a recurring problem for Saul. When you read some of his Paul's later letters, there's one where it ends something like, "See with what big letters I write," as if actually he couldn't see very clearly to write, and often he had problems with his eyesight. I wonder whether that's partly why he had somebody to write his letters for him, so that he could talk and not be distracted by the writing, but also perhaps he couldn't see enough to write. I have to wonder how much that's caused by squinting at manuscripts in torchlight, by a light of a paraffin lamp, because he was a scholar, someone who pored over the scriptures. Who knows? That's a bit of speculation there for you. But the miracle here is around the timing, isn't it? That Jesus reveals himself, then he's blind for 3 days, and then Ananias turns up, and then as Ananias prays for him, so he's able to see. So let us be bold enough also to pray for others who look like historically they were against us. Be bold enough to seek to see miracles at work in our lives. Ananias was just an ordinary chap, but he was willing to listen to God and respond to his prompting. So how about us today? Are we willing to listen? Are we willing to pray? Are we willing to be responsive to God's guidance in these days? Let's take a moment to pray. We start with the set prayer. We praise you and we bless you, our risen Lord Jesus, King of glory, for you transformed the murderous Saul into the great Apostle Paul, as you revealed yourself to him on the road to Damascus. So reveal yourself afresh to your people journeying through this life. To you, Lord Jesus, who can fill even the emptiest of lives, be honour and glory now and forever. Amen. It's just well with that prayer that the petition is that God would reveal himself afresh to your people, to his people journeying through this life. So Father, indeed we do ask that you would reveal yourself afresh to your people, to those that are listening, that are journeying through this life. Thank you that you are the one who can fill even the emptiest of lives, even when we are empty of other things to do, of other people to see. We can talk to you, we can pray to you, we can read your word to us. So Father, we pray that you would help us to use these days wisely, to know your love for us, to grow in our understanding of your calling to us. Father, we pray too for those who put their lives on the line for us, NHS workers and cleaners and all sorts of people who continue to work to help us to stay safe. So Lord, we thank you for them too. So praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory.